Mike McCready, co-founder and CEO of Music X-Ray, and you're listening to episode number 7 of the Hook Blast Podcast. This is the podcast where we listen to the hooks from the songs that are trending among the music industry professional community on Music X-Ray. And today I'm coming to you from Seattle, Washington, banging out a few meetings here and going to bang out this podcast. Get it into the can. All right, so the first song we have up today is a song called Find Me by Amanda Lamb. There were 3 co-writers on this song: Amanda herself, Brandon Miles, and Melissa Vallejo. Publishers on that song are Amanda Lamb Music and Rhyme Partners. Amanda grew up in Newport Beach, humming along to the Dixie Chicks and Shania Twain on the radio, and was entranced by the authenticity of country music. And as you can hear, now she's making some of her own. All right, the next song we have up is a song called Hello Heartbreak. The artist is Gina Royale. The song is written and performed by her. Hello Heartbreak. Alright, and the next hook we have up is from a song called Just For You. The performing artist is English singer Billy Phillips. But this song deserves a little bit of a different introduction. This song was originally called Boig Per Tu in Catalan. It was very popular in Europe. It was a bona fide hit song. When you listen to the lyrics of this one, it sounds like he's singing to a girl, but he's actually singing to the moon. All right, and the publishers of that song are looking for an English language major artist to turn that into a hit. All right, I'd like to take a couple minutes out here in the middle of the podcast and talk about something Music X-Ray related. Today I want to talk about the ratings that these songs are getting that make them bubble up in Needlestack Music Search so that they trend and may end up here on the podcast. As you know, songs that are submitted through Music X-Ray are heard by multiple industry professionals. Upon the first submission, they're put through a process called diagnostics, where they're actually heard by 5 industry professionals that work in that song's genre. And each professional rates the song on multiple criteria, such as composition, production, arrangement, performance, and hit potential. But how do we know that the industry professionals are being sincere in their ratings? How do we know that we're getting sincere, bona fide, honest ratings for these songs? Well, we have a series of algorithms that monitors how the industry professionals are rating the tracks. And it monitors their similar tastes to other industry professionals. So for example, if you're an industry professional and you receive a song and you rate that song, based on your other ratings, we probably know which other industry professionals in our system, and there are about 1,200 of them, have similar taste to yours. And if your ratings are pretty consistent with the ratings of other professionals of the same song, then we know that your rating is probably very sincere. But if your rating is very divergent, sometimes it's similar to other professionals, sometimes it's way off, Obviously, on a song-by-song basis, that's very normal. That can happen all the time. But when it's consistent, when an industry professional's ratings are consistently all over the map, or rather, what I like to say, consistently inconsistent, then our algorithm flags that industry professional. We have someone on our team look into the account, listen to a few of the songs, compare them to some of the ratings from other industry professionals. And if we detect that an industry professional's ratings aren't sincere, or maybe they're going too fast, or maybe they're just not putting a lot of thought into the ratings that they're giving, then our system locks them out. It doesn't lock them out of the site, I should say. It disallows their ratings. It stops allowing them to rate songs. And that also locks them out of Needlestack, so they can't see the collective ratings of the other industry professionals. There are other controls that we have, but that's just one way that we do it. That helps both the industry professionals know that the ratings that they're seeing, that the songs that are bubbling up in Needlestack, are genuine and authentic and have actually really been rated in that way by other industry professionals, who, by the way, all the industry professionals are on Music X-Ray either by invitation from us or through an application and approval process. So it's not just anyone who can sign up as an industry professional on Music X-Ray. Pardon the airplane going overhead. As you know, I record this podcast out on the street and on my commutes from one meeting to another. It's just a really good time to kind of bang this out, and has sort of become a trademark of the podcast, if there is such a thing. All right, so I'm going to get on to the next hook here. This is a song called Don't Look Up. The artist is Chris Bradley, and the writers are Chris Bradley, Daniel Schwartz, and the performer is Chris Bradley, the producer is Daniel Schwartz.
Burn against the wind. I bet you there's a table for two where the light burns brighter than the moon, where we can finally live with what we've done. And turn back the pages, living up the night like nothing's changed. I still can't believe you gave away your name. I's your first love and I'll be your last, no matter how you choose to pass the dime you see. You belong to me. Baby, we've gone and done it.
All right, and the next song we have up is called If You Had a Heart. This is performed by a band called The Dares. And this is a couple of brothers who've actually had this band since they were in elementary school. They were signed to Jive Records, but have been independent since 2010. And If You Had a Heart is the first single off their new EP called Nothing But a Start. And they're a Los Angeles-based band. Here it is, If You Had a Heart by The Dares.
Crowned with thorns and thriving in the struggle, sing it over. Scream without emotion and stop scaring ourselves. The stars drown out the ocean, we're wrecked in the swell.
All right, the next song up on the podcast is by Christy George, a song called Kiss My ATL Goodbye, co-written by Chris Greenman.
You can kiss my assets, you can kiss my attitude, you can kiss my never gonna be the girl to please, or anything to you. You can kiss my hallelujah, you can kiss my I don't need ya, you can kiss my Atlanta goodbye.
That song was produced by Nika Bling. Kiss My ATL as in Atlanta, goodbye. Christy George said she really liked being able to name check her Atlanta roots in that song. The next song we have up is called Night Flight to London, and it's by Jenny Walker, and the co-writer is Grammy nominee and 12-time platinum selling producer Tommy Farragher. So that's a great song, and Jenny performs it and co-wrote it phenomenally. As I said, that is co-written by Tommy Farragher. He has a very well-known body of work from Taylor Dane, Elvis Costello, Robbie Neville, Hall & Oates. Even did the whole series, Glee, every episode, every season. So that was great. All right, well, that wraps it up for us today. This is all the time we have for the Hook Blast podcast. Thank you for joining me. We'll be back next week with a bunch of new hooks. And we'll hope to see you then. I'd like to mention, all these songs are copyrighted by the artists and the publishers, if it applies. And I guess that's it. So, over and out. Catch you next week. Bye-bye.